Thank you, Ben. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505. Today, Friday, the 16th of May. There are warnings of gales in Viking and North Utsira. The general synopsis at midnight. High Faroes, 1,034, slow moving, declining, 1,033, by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Fair, good, occasionally moderate later. South Utsira. Northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Then northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Fair, good, occasionally moderate later. Forties. North 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, good. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in East Dogger. Fair, good. Fisher, German Bight. North or northeast backing northwest later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, good, occasionally moderate later. Humber, Thames. North or northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, good. Dover, White. Northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Fair, good. Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Fair, good. Biscay. Westerly, at first in south, otherwise northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Fair, good. South Fitzroy. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time near Cape Finisterre. Fair, good. North Fitzroy, Seoul. Southeasterly in the west, otherwise easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet. East or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Irish Sea, east or northeast backing north or northwest for a time, 3 to 5, fair, good. Shannon, Rockall. Easterly or southeasterly, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in southeast Shannon, fair, good. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Variable becoming east, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in Hebrides. Fog patches in North Bailey, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in North Bailey. East Fair Isle. Northerly or northeasterly 4 or 5, fair, good. West Fair Isle, Faroes. Variable 2 to 4, fog patches developing in Faroes, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Faroes. And Southeast Iceland. Variable, mainly southwesterly 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest 3, 19 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Stornoway, northeast 1, 27 miles, 1030, falling slowly. Lerwick, north by east 4, 14 miles, 1031, falling slowly. Lucas, west 2, 5 miles, 1031, falling slowly. Bridlington, north-northwest 3, 1027, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north-northeast 5, 5 miles, 1024. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north 5, 11 miles, 1024. Jersey, northeast by east 3, 12 miles, 1024, now rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 4, 5 miles, 1026. Scilly Automatic, southeast by south 4, 6 miles, 1026, steady. Valentia, northeast by east 1, 19 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Ronaldsway, north 2, 8 miles, 1,029, rising slowly. And Malin Head, southeast 3, 27 miles, 1,030, now rising. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, high pressure will remain centred to the north of the United Kingdom through the period, maintaining a generally northerly or northeasterly airflow that will often fall light and variable. Eastern coasts will often see cloudy conditions, but all areas will see mainly fair weather. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northerly in the east, otherwise easterly or northeasterly, becoming variable at times near the Murray Firth, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 near Rattray Head. Fair, good. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. North or northeast, 3 to 5, but mainly variable 3 or less in the Firths of Forth and Tay. Fair, good. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North 3 to 5. Fair, good. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, good. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 3 or less in the Thames Estuary, otherwise northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time. Fair, good. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northeasterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Fair, good. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeasterly becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in the east. Fair, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4. Fair, good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East backing north or northeast, but becoming variable at times 2 to 4. Fair, good. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast backing northwest for a time 3 to 5. Fair, good. The Isle of Man. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 4 or 5 later in the south. Fair, good. From the Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming north or northwest, then veering east or southeast later 2 to 4. Fair, good. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 3 or less, becoming northeasterly 2 to 4, increasing 5 at times in the north. Fair, good. And the Shetland Isles. North or northeast 3 to 5. Fair, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Elizabeth Rawlinson-Mills.
Good morning. There's an app on my phone that identifies birds from their songs. Unlike most of what's on my phone, this app has the capacity to connect me more deeply to the present moment, to help me to listen. I'm getting better at predicting what it's going to tell me about the symphony of song around me, learning to differentiate robin from blackbird, from song thrush, from chiffchaff. I wish there was something equivalent for talking about other experiences in life, something that would help me tune in to what's happening to me, what's happening in me as I read a powerful poem, listen to a piece of music, or sit in a Quaker meeting for worship. These are experiences that take place beyond language, and the words I reach for to try to articulate them, even to myself, feel inadequate. I could just rest there, I suppose, satisfied with not speaking of what I've felt. But like the bird app, I suspect that there are benefits to trying. I want my encounter with the light to be the engine room at the centre of my life. It might be fundamentally a mystery, but it's a mystery I want to get to know, to become familiar with, to have a language for. So my prayer today is for all spiritual seekers. However and wherever our encounters with the transcendent happen, may we have the courage to try out words, to share something of them, and may we have the blessing of friends to share them with, so that we can learn to listen better, so that we can find the strength to follow the convictions that arise from what we hear. Thank you, friends.
That was Prayer for the Day with Elizabeth Rawlinson Mills. Now on Radio 4, it's time for Farming Today with Helen Mark.
Good morning from the Balmoral Agricultural Show at the Icon Exhibition Centre just outside Lisburn. Running for 156 years, it is the largest agri-food event in Northern Ireland. I'm looking out across the main arena and there are horses going out for the show jumping, but they will be replaced shortly by things like dancing diggers and the pony club games, which everybody loves to watch. But first I'm going to have a chat with John Henning. He is the president of the Royal Ulster Agricultural Society, who are the organisation behind this huge event.
The Balmoral Show is the big agricultural event. We have in excess of 3,500 competitive entries.